This is KLCC News. I'm Desmond O'Boyle. People have been fighting about scarce water resources in the Klamath Basin in southern Oregon and northern California for decades. After nearly 10 years of negotiations, a series of agreements were reached. They were designed to provide irrigation certainty for farmers and ranchers while preserving river and fishery health. But congressional approval for these locally negotiated pacts is needed for them to move forward. And after years of delays, the Klamath Restoration Agreements are approaching an end-of-the-year deadline. Joining me to talk about the latest developments is Jess Burns from our EarthFix team.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We heard on KLCC Friday that Oregon Representative Greg Walden released draft legislation to deal with the Klamath Restoration Agreements. Can you remind us what Walden's proposal includes?
Sure thing. Representative Walden says his proposed bill will help solve long-standing water conflicts in the Klamath Basin. But the bill is pretty far from what the tribes, farmers, and others already negotiated as part of that Klamath Restoration Agreement. Walden's draft keeps in place the parts of the agreement that benefit agriculture and deals with some other concerns, but it does not include dam removal.
And that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's huge. The negotiated agreements include removal of four Klamath River dams. The tribes and fishermen insisted on that because of the harm the dams have caused to their fisheries. But this has really been a sticking point for Republicans in Congress who have balked at the idea of dam removal anywhere. The thing is, not including dam removal is a deal breaker for the Indian tribes that negotiated the agreement. I heard this from the Klamath tribes and the Karuk. Their spokesman is Craig Tucker.
That's our bargain for benefit. It's like the irrigators can't stay at the table if there's not water security. The power company can't stay at the table if there's not a limit on their liability. Everyone has their key issue they brought to the table. We hammered out something that we all can live with. No party is in a position to give up their piece of their primary bargain for benefit.
Tucker told me if there is no damn deal, then there's no damn deal.
Anything else in there that could keep the agreements from going forward?
Representative Walden also included a provision that kind of came out of nowhere as far as the supporters of the agreement. That's what they're saying. It would hand over about 100,000 acres of federal forest land each to Klamath County in Oregon and Siskiyou County in California for logging. Oregon senators have already responded to this, saying this would be a non-starter in the Senate, and the Senate has to approve any legislation.
How big a factor is time in getting the Klamath issue settled?
It's big. At the end of the year, the Klamath Restoration Agreements expire. At that point, the groups that signed onto the deals have to decide whether to extend this out another year or to walk away. And it's really unclear what the groups are going to do. But it's looking more and more likely that this thing is starting to unravel, and especially if a suitable bill isn't authorized by Congress this session. The Yurok tribe has already started the process of pulling out of the deals. Others may or may not join them. Senator Wyden does have legislation introduced on the Senate side that the supporters of the Klamath Agreement are on board with. But whether Representative Walden's draft bill can be reconciled with that's the big question.
And what about the dams?
You know, without an agreement, the federal government will restart the process of relicensing the four dams on the Klamath River, and they're owned by the power company PacifiCorp. Before that can happen, Oregon and California have to give Clean Water Act approval. Oregon has been holding off on their process, but California has been a little bit itchier. At the end of November, the state restarted its process. The relicensing could conceivably not go through, though that would be unprecedented. Alternatively, if PacifiCorp has to spend a bunch of money to upgrade the dams, they might prefer just to remove them anyway. You know, remember, the utility already agreed, they're part of the Klamath Restoration Agreements, to remove the dams if their costs were limited. And they've been collecting money from customers already to do this. You know, every month on my electric bill, I pay a few bucks towards dam removal. So even without the agreements, PacifiCorp says a settlement could happen.
So what happens to everyone else if the agreements fall apart?
Well, for irrigators in the basin, it could be really hard. The Klamath tribes have senior water rights, and it's well within their right to cut off the water if there's not enough flow to meet the tribe's needs. Will the groups down here be willing to go back to the negotiating table? That is a monumental task. These agreements came out of 10 years of painstaking negotiation. This has been really hard for everyone involved. And I'm not entirely certain folks have it in them to go through all this again.
Jess Burns is with our EarthFix team. She updated us on the latest developments on the Klamath Restoration Agreements. For KLCC News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.